Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am introducing a brand new company to the markets. The company just completed their listing, and they are listed on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GMG. The company's name is Graphene Manufacturing Group. I am chatting with the founder and CEO, Craig Nickel. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Graphene Manufacturing Group, or GMG as we will refer to the company, is a clean tech company that has a proven and proprietary production process to manufacture graphene powder. Now, Craig, since this is the first time that I'm having you on the show, and I am going to bring you back on in consecutive weeks to continue to explain the products, the different products that the company has, and different growth avenues, but give us a little overview here of what this product is, this graphene powder and this proprietary process, please.
Hey, thanks, Corey. Thanks for having me here. It's great to be here. Yes, GMG is a clean tech disruptive company. We produce our graphene by cracking natural gas instead of mining graphite. So graphene is a nanomaterial of carbon, and it's a material of the future. And we make both graphene and hydrogen from cracking of the natural gas. And we make the graphene in a high quality with a low input cost. It's a tunable, low contaminant graphene. And this enables what we've seen with, when we put this into different applications, it enables cost and environmental improvements in a number of world scale, planet friendly clean tech applications. So we're ready to go. We've got been working with a number of products in the market for some time, and so I'm very pleased to talk to you about them now.
So Craig, how did this company come together then? We'll explain a little bit of your background and what brought you guys into this sector and into this process.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. I think there's a bit of a theme. I myself, ex-Shell, with over 20 years experience as an engineer and then into the M&A space. My chair of the board is also ex-Shell, who's his name's Guy Outen. He was, in fact, the former global EVP for strategy and portfolio, reporting to the board and CEO of Royal Dutch Shell, where he helped to move into clean tech and renewable space for Shell globally. And then we have a number of other people in the company, key founders also ex-Shell. So we do come from that energy background and very heavy focus on triple bottom line ESG space, which Shell has been the leader of for some time. And so that comes with us, even though we've gone through from a startup of now 4 years old here in Brisbane, Australia, into now listing on the Toronto Stock Exchange of Ventures. That still is with us, those decades and more than 100 years of experience of Shell managing multi-billion dollar projects for energy markets is there. And that's the very the root of how we are going to grow GMG going forward.
So, Craig, let's talk about the products then and different revenue avenues for the company. So you can go through this process. You have this graphene powder. What uses can you put it towards to generate revenue?
Yeah, Corey, and it is something to behold is the uses that graphene has or our graphene has. It is complex. So first of all, you know, we make this powder and we tried it in many different applications, over 200 or so, and we found out that every time we put it into batteries, it did amazing work and was very good versus competitors. And every time we put it in for heat transfer, it also did an amazing work. So we ended up focusing on those areas for our products, and that's why we are focused on energy storage and or batteries and energy savings or heat transfer with our products. And we've gone and developed a number of solution products for people to use our graphene, and they're ready to use in the market as we speak right now. So with respect to heat transfer, one of the biggest areas that we think we're going to have a very large impact on emissions and people's power savings is our TXR energy saving coating system for air conditioners. We go to some very large businesses who have a number of air conditioning systems. We spray our coating system, which has graphene on it, which is a faster way to increase heat transfer. We spray that on existing in-place air conditioning systems, and it saves them large amounts of money, and also the emissions that come from that that power reduction. Now, in some cases, we've gone well above 25% energy savings from our service, and we sell that in as a very unique solution, and it's getting some great traction with our customers. So that's one product. Now, another product we have is what's called graphene lubricants, graphene lubricant concentrate, or G lubricant, and that is something that we sell to automotive engine oil manufacturers or lubricant manufacturers around the world as a concentrate, and they simply blend it in, and it can reduce the wear and also friction. And the third one, a much more complex area I want to talk about, is batteries, Corey. And we have an amazing battery technology that we've been working with the University of Queensland that I'd love to talk to you more about.
Let's talk about this battery avenue, because the heat transfer avenues, I looked into this, it's very interesting and provides you with a basis of revenue here based on the cost savings. But the batteries, what makes these batteries, when you include your graphene powder into them, what makes these batteries different and stand out?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. We're really excited about our graphene aluminium ion battery developed by University of Queensland. We're the global license owner for this technology and are exclusive. And you need two things. One, aluminium ion foil and aluminium chloride, and a really good graphene, which we can provide at good low cost to be able to make this battery work. Then it provides with a battery which has up to three times energy storage, and up to 70 or 60 times charging rate. So if this was in your mobile phone right now, if you're listening on one, it would be three times longer, say 3 days the battery would last for, and then you'd be able to charge it in somewhere close to a minute. Now, that is amazing, but when you take into account that you're not using any lithium and you're not using any of the other nanomaterials, rare earths, it creates another avenue to make batteries in country, which is obviously something that I think a lot of countries are looking to do in the near future. So it's something like a $100 billion opportunity right now for the lithium-ion battery market. And we think that, obviously, that's going to grow very fast, and we're very happy to be in that space.
So this seems like the biggest blue sky the company has ahead of it, is getting this battery technology using your global license, right? And helping other countries then use this technology. What's the process of getting that license out to other companies in other countries that will start to use it?
Right now, we're focused on creating the initial prototypes, which, you know, we hope to get out in the near future. So one's the initial coin cell, and then because all this work has so far been modeled off a coin cell. And then the other one is a pouch pack, which is obviously used in your phones, laptops, and even EVs and grid storage if required. So once those prototypes are out, we believe we'll be able to go to some of the larger customer spaces and see where this fits best and who wants to work with us the earliest. That'll obviously be an interesting conversation with such a revolutionary low-cost product available and also providing the value chain to be able to, the supply chain to be able to supply it, which is also something quite unique as well. At this point, we're aiming to make these batteries ourselves and be a part of that process and go into the value chain to enable this to happen faster. And so let's see when we get our first prototypes out with full testing data, let's see where the market takes us. It'll be very exciting.
How long do you envision that all taking, getting these prototypes out and going through the testing process then?
I think just for the initial coin cell and pouch pack, we're talking at least 18 months. We'll obviously try to push it out faster than that, But that'll enable us to have some testing data and have some initial conversations with some potential customers, just so that we know that it is on specification. The very unique thing about lithium-ion batteries is you can replace them as long as you have the same voltage and the same size and shape, which we believe these will have that. So therefore, it's really just giving our battery out to test and then likely not going into the EV space up front, because it's a very long path to revenue, probably some other type of applications, which could be a bit higher revenue as well.
All right, Craig, let's take care of a couple other of the company fundamentals here. As I mentioned, the company is now just listed on the Venture Exchange, coming out of the gate here with 69 million shares outstanding, 77 million shares fully diluted. How much do insiders, management, and any other strategic shareholders?
So the insiders are roughly around 31 million. So it's just under 50%. So I think they're escrowed over 18 months and slowly come out over the next 18 months.
No, cash in the bank, I understand it's around $5 million. What's the burn rate of the company here when you balance out some of the revenue and then the continued advancement of this battery technology?
Yeah, I think that's something that we're coming together on. Without changing our revenues, we're burning about $300,000 or so a month.
So then when it comes to news flow, expectations, what can those that are now introduced to this company, what can they expect in terms of news and catalysts for the company?
Yeah, we've been marketing TSX, our air conditioning coating system for energy savings for some time now. So we aim to obviously hope to bring to the market an announcement around a corporate deal, which will show the size and the materiality that it can bring to G&G. And then we obviously want to show that we can progress our batteries, both on performance data and just progressing that project with the University of Queensland. So we hope to be able to bring some news on that. And then as we progress our other products, we'll hope to bring further news on those as well as they come out to market.
Okay, Craig, hey, I appreciate the update here. Again, this is more of just an initial interview. I know that there's a lot of different avenues that we will continue to explain from this company. I'm going to be having Craig back on in a week or two. And please send me all of your questions, fleck@kereport.com. I'll post a link to the company website. But if you want to know about any of the products or any of these potential growth avenues that the company is targeting, again, you can just email me and I will get those answered for you. Craig, thank you again for your time and the introduction to GMG.
Thanks, Corey. Great to be on it. Talk to you again soon.